There ain't nothing like the road. Forget all you've been told. Ain't nothing like the road.
Moment in the Sun, The Life of Riley. Written, narrated, and with original music by me, Matt Polka. Chapter 1. My last week in Athens, Ohio, was spent slowly packing. Thursday night came all too soon, marking an end to my college era. I flipped on the radio and angled the speakers out the living room window to the front porch. Then I turned on the Christmas lights that still hung over the outside doorway. The local campus station welcomed in the summer night as I opened a rusted folding chair and took a seat.
Let's get this evening started off right with a toast to the newest OU grads. You're listening to WOUB, Ohio University Radio in Athens, Ohio.
I was on to my second beer when Jeff Whitaker stopped by. Jeff moseyed up the stairs in his baggy corduroy overalls with a bandana on his head. He had hair that didn't quite touch his shoulders, but he always had it pulled back under that damn rag. He wouldn't wear deodorant or eat meat, but he smoked cigarettes regularly. He was your typical pot-smoking, tree-hugging hippie. His grandfather had taught him magic at the age of 8, and he was great at sleight of hand, card tricks, and he was one hell of a juggler. As he walked up the steps, the two of us didn't say a word. We just nodded our heads like cowboys in front of a saloon. Jeff stood on the top step, with his thumbs hooked in the straps of his overalls. He was chewing gum. "Howdy," he said, as he nodded a second time. Then he started shaking his hips like he was flexing his butt or something. After a couple of seconds, he paused. Then he looked down toward his shoe. Naturally, I followed his stare there too. A flask of Jack Daniels hung out of his pant leg. Magicians. He had stopped by the liquor store that was only 100 yards down the hill from my house. That was the great thing about Athens. Every place was accessible by foot. Jeff tossed me the bottle. I nodded in agreement and disappeared inside. I returned to the porch with 2 Jack and Cokes. "Whoa, whoa, whoa," he said. "We gotta start this off with shots." "Oh, hell," I muttered. Jeff made his way back inside and returned with 2 full shot glasses. He held his up high. "Here's to an end of institutional life. And to drinking life by the drop," I added. "Touché," he said. We each gulped a shot, and then proceeded down to the red bricks of Court Street and into the bar that had the best jukebox in town. I ordered up a round of beers, and a handful of other students trickled in, and after a while, one of the pool tables opened up. Jeff returned with the next round as I started knocking some solids in. He sat patiently by while my run continued. Closing my eye, I steadied my aim. "Look," Jeff said, "it's a quasi-hippie chick." An instant later, I sent the cue ball scratching into the corner pocket. proudly snatching the ball, Jeff lined up his shot. I scanned the bar for the quasi-hippie chick. Flipping through albums stood a beautiful brunette dressed in frayed blue jeans, sandals, and a white tank top. Her long, wavy hair gently swayed, barely sweeping the back of her soft shoulders. With a thumb in her pocket, she tapped the beat on her thigh.
Frayed blue jeans, springtime sun. One way to move me, baby, you are the one, you are the one, you are the one.
I watched her while she finished her selections, her hips gently rocking to the music. I sighed. I love quasi-hippie girls. So buy her a drink, Romeo, Jeff said, while sinking another ball. Maybe I will. After the pool game, we moved outside to the back deck. But I kept thinking about the quasi-hippie girl. Reservations aside, I headed back in to find her. I searched the whole bar over, but I couldn't find the brunette anywhere. Her music was still playing, though, as I headed back up to the bar, nodding along. I ran into a friend at the register, paying for her carry-out order. Amanda had also graduated from the actor's training program with Jeff and me. "So, any news?" Amanda asked. "Have you heard anything about the acting internship?" "No. But we did get to watch everyone else audition," I said. "And how was the competition?" "Well, let's just say that Jeff and I have a great chance."
"Well, if you don't get it," Amanda said, "you ought to come visit Greg and me in Lake Tahoe. You'd love it out there, Riley. There's mountains all around you."
"My car wouldn't make it that far," I replied.
"So ride your bike."
"Yeah, right, Amanda. Sure thing. Come and have a drink with us. Jeff is out on the deck. We're getting hammered."
"I can't. Greg's out in the car waiting."